On Memorial Day, we tend to think about those who have served in America's wars throughout history. The Fisher House Foundation also thinks about their families. Joining me with an update on the foundation and its latest activities, Chief of Staff Mary Considine. Mary, good to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you.
And if you would just review for us what Fisher House does for veterans and where they do it.
A Fisher House is a home away from home. It's built at military hospitals and VA hospitals by Fisher House Foundation, and they're places where families stay to support a loved one receiving treatment at the hospital for as long as necessary, completely free of charge.
And we should point out, when you say home, it's not like nursing home. These are actually houses that seem like a house you'd want to live in.
Exactly. When Mr. Fisher started building Fisher Houses 25 years ago, he wanted people to feel like they were a guest in his home. He knew that they'd be traveling long distances, far away from their family and their support network. And so to have a place at the end of the day to go home to from the hospital that was a comfort and a refuge where others were dealing with similar issues seemed to be like one of the most healing things that he could offer these military and veterans families.
And what are some of the features of the Fisher Houses?
Well, every single family that stays in a Fisher House has their own private room, a bedroom, bathroom, completely accessible. But the heart of the Fisher House, the core, is really the common area where families come together. There is a kitchen that has facilities, double ovens and washers and dryers to take care of families' daily needs. But it's where families might come together in the morning and have a cup of coffee before they head over to the hospital for a long day. There's a dining area, family rooms. It really creates that community that families need to support each other.
It sounds like most of the residents would be younger families because if they have active duty military who are wounded. So I imagine there must be some children too involved here.
Certainly. Families stay at Fisher House for just about any reason that you can imagine yourself needing to be at a hospital. It could be a young military family that's dealing with a combat injury or maybe a cancer or a difficult pregnancy. And then so many of our Fisher Houses also are for veterans. They're at VA hospitals. And so the families who stay there might be the son or daughter of a veteran. It might be the spouse. It could be anybody who is there to support them in their continued recovery.
And how many houses are there at this point?
We have 70 houses now, and they're located all across the country at every major military medical center and VA hospital, as well as overseas in Germany at Launch to Alarmy Medical Center and over in the United Kingdom.
And what about the land required? They're on the military sites, correct? For example, at Walter Reed, now in Bethesda, formerly of Silver Spring. Is there space on that property for the Fisher Houses?
Correct. Building a Fisher House is a private-public partnership, and so we want to make sure that the house is within walking distance of the hospital. So the way it works is that the military base, the hospital or the VA hospital, provides the land that is going to be appropriate for the size Fisher House they need. And then Fisher House builds it completely. We construct it from the ground up there, and then there are literally sheets on the beds, cups in the cupboard, and then we hand that Fisher House back over to the hospital for the staff to take care of the families who will stay there.
And how is maintenance and repair done over the long term for these homes?
Well, that's where the partnership also comes in. Building a Fisher House is a commitment between Fisher House Foundation and the American public who provide the funds to get it done. And with the military and the VA hospital, the federal government says, we need a Fisher House here to support these families. And if you build it, we will support it for its in perpetuity for as long as it's necessary to take care of these families. They hire the management staff, the housekeepers, and they do the maintenance on the house. But really, once a Fisher House is operating, we also depend on volunteers, people who are going to come in and cook meals and fill the pantry with items of food, because so many families might have gotten a call the night before, and they're going to show up, and they may have a toothbrush in their backpack, and that's about it.
We're speaking with Mary Considine, Chief of Staff of the Fisher House Foundation. Now, there are 5 Fisher Houses at Walter Reed instead of one big one, and that's part of the strategy, too. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We never want families to feel anonymous, like they're staying in a barracks or an endless hospital corridor where every door looks the same, one after the other. And so at Fisher Houses at Bethesda, there are five. Two of them are the original Fisher Houses that we built, actually the very first one that was constructed back and opened in 1991. The other Fisher Houses show how the program has changed over time. They are 20 suite houses instead of 7 suite houses. They are completely accessible for families in, who might have somebody who's in a wheelchair or a patient comes over from the hospital to visit. But in all of them, you have that small community of families going through a similar experience, and they're supporting each other, and the face that you see at breakfast is one you recognize and one you can share your story with and your concerns.
It sounds like that people that might show up at a Fisher House as strangers might leave as lifelong friends.
One of my favorite stories I heard is a young family who actually was there at the Fisher House, the original Fisher Houses at Walter Reed Hospital back when it was over on Georgia Avenue and 16th Street. And they had a young child who had come in crawling. They didn't know how long they were going to be there, but by the time they did go home, apparently they went back to their house and their child, who is now a toddler, wandered around the house looking for all of the other families, because that was just what they had learned, what they'd been accustomed to, is this big family that supports each other. And those connections and those experiences are lifelong.
And can federal employees donate towards Fisher House through the annual capital campaign?
Yes. CFC is one of our biggest means of support, and it's such a tangible way to give back to these military families who sacrifice so much. Just a $10 donation on the monthly payroll deductible can mean a night of lodging that a family doesn't have to worry about, staying in an anonymous hotel, or the drive that they might have to make in a strange city from the hospital that night.
And how do you recruit volunteers to make sure that there is the food in the cupboard and so forth, or to, say, cook a turkey on Thanksgiving? Where do all those people come from?
The volunteers are the lifeblood of the Fisher House. They come in, they cook breakfast on the weekends, like you said, cook the turkey on Thanksgiving. You can go to fisherhouse.org, our website, and see the list of all the different Fisher House locations. Get in touch with the manager at a Fisher House that's nearby and see how you can make a difference in the daily lives of these families.
And with the wars, presumably, or we hope, in Afghanistan and Iraq winding down, although it looks questionable from day to day what's really going on there. But is the demand lower now, or is it pretty much steady because of all the other constituencies that you serve?
Yes, Fisher House has existed for over 25 years. We were serving families before the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And because of those conflicts, we've now created a new generation of veterans who are going to need care for the rest of their lives. So at Fisher Houses all across the country, especially at VA medical centers, we have been committed ourselves to taking care of those families for as long as they need, and we know it will be the duration of their lives.
And what do construction plans look like over the next, say, year or so?
We always have several Fisher Houses, plans to build them in the hopper. We're just finishing up a project out in Long Beach, California, and we're looking forward to getting started in Houston, Texas, in Charleston, South Carolina, Orlando, Florida, and several other locations all across the country in the coming months.
Mary Considine is Chief of Staff of the Fisher House Foundation on this Memorial Day. Thanks so much for joining me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.